Another surge is coming to the border. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
A significant increase in migrant encounters will strain our system even further, and we will address this challenge successfully.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas telling a House hearing as the Biden administration gets ready to end a COVID-era policy that blocked migrants from illegal entry for health reasons. Another policy will kick in next,
which provides that individuals who cross the border without legal authorization are processed for removal.
Republicans say immigrants are being allowed in illegally. Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox,
the border's been overrun. It's as simple as that. And the reason why is because this administration is listening to radical left-wing activists that are basically arguing for an open border.
Also at the Capitol, the Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's riot are considering again requesting an interview with House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, who said no before. This over private comments he made days after the attack released by the New York Times.
The new tapes reveal McCarthy worrying about the riot, but in particular calling out GOP members by name.
I do not want to look back and think we caused something or we missed something and someone got hurt.
McCarthy called out GOP representatives Matt Gaetz and Mo Brooks. On the tapes, GOP whip Steve Scalise suggested that Gaetz may have crossed a legal line. In a statement, Gaetz says McCarthy's words reflected, quote, the behavior of weak men, not leaders.
That's Fox's Chad Pergram, an American jailed for 3 years in Russia, released in a prisoner swap for a Russian serving time in the U.S. in a drug smuggling conspiracy.
President Biden says Trevor Reed, a former U.S. Marine from Texas, is free from Russian detention, the result, he says, of negotiations and difficult decisions. The U.S. government had called Reed's detention in Russia unjust. He was accused of assault after a night of drinking.
Fox's Jared Halpern. This says Russia attacks Ukraine a 63rd day, with leader Vladimir Putin saying Russia's economy is withstanding all the sanctions in response to the invasion. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Some world leaders have gathered at Washington's National Cathedral, where soon President Biden will deliver the eulogy at Madeleine Albright's funeral.
She will also be remembered in tributes from former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Albright, who passed away on March 23rd at age 84, served as Clinton's ambassador to the UN, then later as his Secretary of State from 1997 to 2001.
Fox's Tanya J. Power. Speaking of Hillary Clinton, it's back to court today for a pretrial hearing for Michael Sussman, a former Clinton campaign lawyer charged with lying to the FBI and the investigation into the origins of the Trump campaign Russia probe.
Specifically to then FBI General Counsel James Baker during a September 2016 meeting, John Durham claims that Sussman brought Baker information he knew was suspect about Donald Trump's campaign communicating with a Kremlin-connected bank. Special Counsel John Durham says when Sussman went to Baker, he said he was not working on behalf of a client, but instead billed the Clinton campaign in the following days. The focus will be on if Sussman lied, what the FBI investigation entailed, and if Sussman's alleged lie affected the overall FBI investigation in a material way. About a month after the Sussman-Baker meeting in the fall of 2016, candidate Hillary Clinton tweeted, "Computer scientists have apparently uncovered a covert server linking the Trump organization to a Russian-based bank."
That's Fox's David Spunt. Four astronauts will arrive at the International Space Station tonight after a pre-dawn launch. lunch.
Jessica Watkins will be making a little history on this six-month trip, living and doing research in low Earth orbit. The 33-year-old geologist will become the first black woman to join the space station for a long duration stay up there.
Fox's Phil Keating at the Kennedy Space Center on Wall Street. The Dow is up 117 points. In the NBA, Miami knocked Atlanta out of the playoffs. Memphis and Phoenix also won. They take 3-2 series leads. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.